The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you this morning, and we've got a lot to talk about because this is Monday. It's the 10th of October, and it is also the first day of the week that Tiger Woods will make his comeback. That's a lot of drama right there. Starting on Thursday, Tiger Woods will be back in action at the Safeway Open along with everybody else that's playing in that tournament. He'll be joined, by the way, by Phil Mickelson and Cooch from the American winning Ryder Cup team. Also, Paul Casey will be the highest ranked guy there, actually, at the Safeway Open. Paul Casey, number 12 in the world. And all the other golfers that are playing, including defending champion Emiliano Grillo, who won in his rookie debut last year, beating Kevin Na in the second playoff hole. So that is all the setup leading up to Thursday and when Tiger comes back. And, oh, what drama there will be when Tiger hits his first shot. Everybody's going to wait to see his first tee shot, his first wedge shot, his first putt. What's it going to look like? Is it going to look like he's been off for a year and then some months? Or is he going to look fresh? Is he going to look like he's been practicing and ready to go? So that's really what everybody's going to focus on this week, and we'll, of course, talk about it a lot in today's show. Frank Bassett joins us, as always, from the Nashville studios. How are you doing today, Frank?
I'm doing good. How are you, Tim?
I'm not too bad. I'm not too bad at all. I have to say that that things are also good in other – people kind of forget that there's other tours that are going on. Well, there's a PGA Tour champion, and we have to take our hats off to Jay Haas. Jay Haas birdied this first playoff hole and beat Bart Bryant at the Toshiba Classic in Newport Beach, California yesterday, and he becomes the second oldest winner on the PGA Tour champions in the history of the tour. I mean, Mike Fetchick won on his 63rd birthday back in 85, way back in 1985, and Jay Haas is just short of his 63rd birthday. He's 62 years, 10 months, and a few days, so he was he's just right there. Number two, oldest guy to ever win on that tour. Picks up $270,000 for the win. And so congratulations to Jay Haas, one of the good guys in golf, right, Frank?
He is a great guy. He's been on our show before. In fact, he was we were at the PGA Merchandise Show last year, and Jay was walking by, and Jesper Parnevik were walking by in front of our stage while we were doing the show live. And I just hollered out, said, "Hey, Jay, come on up." And he said, "Oh, sure." And he jumps up, grabs a headset. Parnevik grabbed a headset, and just a very giving guy and a very caring person. Great family, great golf family, and great great family all around, which is what we need in this country, by the way. Prior to our show today, our conversations about what's going on in the world of politics, which we won't get into. But I'm glad golf's back. I'm glad golf's back now. The 2016-2017 wraparound season. This is it. We're kicking it off. This is our first show of the new season. You know, we took kind of a break last week, traveling and getting back from the Ryder Cup, and I came in, you know, sick. And by the way, if we get out there, which we're supposed to be leaving Wednesday to be in Napa, we'll get to see Bob Jones again, Mr. Jones. It's his course. He designed it.
It's his course.
And I'm going to thank him for the massive cold he gave me at the Ryder Cup. So,
You've been kind of under the weather ever since you came back from Hazleton.
Brutal. Just brutal. It was the worst cold I've had. And it was just a cold. So what can you do? Well, I went and spent $200 on junk at Walgreens. Yeah, I look like a walking medicine cabinet around here. But anyway,
to make you feel like you're getting better. Yeah.
Enough about me. Let's talk about Silverado. How exciting is this week? This is great.
Oh,
can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be. You're right. It's a Robert Trent Jones golf course. It's owned by, a lot of people don't know, but Johnny Miller actually owns this resort. Bought it back in 2010. Redid the course, and there they have now. This will be the second year. That was the first year last year, and I was there working with PGA Tour Radio at the Fries.com, as it was called back then. Now it's the Safeway Open. And watch Emiliano Grillo win in his rookie debut. Very surprising that he hung on. Everybody kind of thought he'd fade off, as a lot of rookies would under that kind of pressure, but beats Kevin Na in the second playoff hole and gets his first check. And we've certainly heard a lot from Grillo since then. So it was just a forecasting of what he was going to become. It's a beautiful golf course. It's a resort, and so that tells you a little bit of something, which is that it's not always the trickiest. A lot of these guys will be able to shoot in the mid-low 60s. The weather should be pristine.
Perfect.
So it's that kind of a golf course that you're going to see a lot of low numbers that these professionals are going to be able to shoot at. But beautiful big trees all the way around. What I was telling you before, Frank, is for anybody that's going, be sure you give yourself plenty of time, because if you haven't been to Napa, Napa is filled with a lot of kind of country roads because it's basically farmland. It's vines and it's grapes, but it's farmland. And so you don't have a lot of super highways connecting the golf course with all these. And so the traffic can be really, really bogged down as people are trying to go. You add on top of that the extra, how many, 10, 20,000 people that'll come because Tiger's there. And you can only imagine how the line, it's going to look like, here's my picture. It's going to look like at the final scene in Field of Dreams when they're in the cornfield of Iowa at the baseball field and they pan out and they see this line of lights of cars about 10 miles long going all the way back. That's going to be Silverado will be the baseball field in the morning and all that line of cars will be everybody trying to get in there because it's just they've got parking on the outskirts like they do for many tournaments, and they bust people in from where you can park out there. But it's just hard to get to because of that. But once you get there, Frank, I would not leave. I would just stay
camp
there.
Out.
Yeah, I would sleep underneath a tree somewhere and save yourself a lot of money, too, because that's the other thing about golf tournaments. We were talking about this, Frank, from a budget standpoint, for anybody that wants to go and watch this golf tournament or the players. Boy, they jack up those prices, don't they? Suddenly, a motel that would be $99 is like $299 or $399.
Well, you know, that happens with every major sporting event. Not just, I mean, Silverado is a ultra high end resort anyway, so it's expensive. But just around there and close, even Airbnb, we were looking at houses, and they went from $200 a night to $1,000 a night. So that's just part of it. And if, you know, save your money. If you want to pay to play, you got to do it. I got to back up.
Exactly.
You said this was a resort course, so they'll be shooting in the low 60s. Yeah. Now, you tell a resort course, the North Course at Silverado Resort and Spa is 7,203 yards, par 72. That's a resort course? Come on. Come on!
I'm just saying. It's not going to be Bethpage Black.
No,
it won't be Hazeltine. You know?
No,
I mean it's going to be a course that these guys could get and shoot some numbers at. But it's also, here's the other thing too, Frank. When you go, and people that are going to be there, it's a very compact course. So there are tee boxes, and I'm not exaggerating. There are tee boxes that aren't but 20 paces from the green that they just left, between 6 and 7. And so people that are cheering for a putt on one green, right when a guy's in his backswing, they totally have to coordinate between the guys teeing up here. And they know what to do. The players do. When you're putting, they're quiet. Then I hit my drive. Then they look over again to see if another guy putts. Then I hit my drive because you can throw a rock and hit the greens and the tee boxes because that's how it's set up. Now, it's very fan-friendly from that standpoint because you can kind of walk 100 yards and see 4 different fairways, 4 different greens. You see a lot of the action without having to walk too far, but it's tight. It's very tight.
That works for me.
In there. Cause it's California, right? Land's expensive.
Everything.
They don't have any extra.
Everything's expensive out there.
For cart paths. Yeah. It's going to be fun. You'll have a great time.
Do you know that this estate was once the estate of a Civil War general and later U.S. Senator from California?
Is that right?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
A little bit of history on Silverado.
Which side of the Civil War, Frank? You'll be interested to know, I'm sure. Which side?
I don't know. I'm gonna research that.
Oh, you'll find out. You're gonna find out.
Oh, you bet I will.
If his name is General Beauregard Johnson, I'm gonna say he was in the
part
South.
Of my, it'll be General Samuel Beauregard Bassett.
Bassett, so, yeah.
That's what it
my
is.
My great 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 uncle was a general back. Yeah, so. Yeah, well, he found a good place to settle down after the Civil War. That's for darn sure. Because
he probably
it is
got out of the South.
Property.
Yeah. Said, "I got to get out of here. The Yankees are taking it over."
it's just gorgeous property there. And by the way, I mentioned some of the other guys are going to be playing with Tiger, and we talked last week with Steve Johnson. I'm going to bring that up in a second. But Phil and Kuchar are playing in this event. They didn't play last year. They haven't played for a while, but they kind of want to get back into it. Phil actually hasn't played in the fall part of the wraparound season for 4 years. So it's unusual for Phil not to be taking almost this whole 3 months off and come back again in the at Pebble Beach or somewhere in a January schedule. So to see Phil is another little bonus for a lot of people that that haven't seen Phil play in that part of the country for the last several years. So it should be. Also, Maverick McNealy is going to be there, Frank. He's the number one amateur. He's a Stanford golfer. He's the number one amateur in the world. We'll probably be seeing him on the PGA Tour pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's
strong. But Tiger had a big Stanford event, which is part of the reason he chose this tournament, is he went to a Stanford football game. He had a Tiger Woods Foundation event in the Pebble Beach area all in the last 5 or 6 days. And then, of course, he's going to be playing in this one. So it kind of fit in his schedule as well that he's going to be in the Northern California area for him to play at the Safeway Open. So, and great for the Safeway Open. I mean, that's the thing about these tournaments we've talked about. And I guess Tiger still has that impact. We'll see if it continues. That when Tiger shows up, they sell more tickets. The TV ratings are higher. Everything kind of is a bonus. So the people, Johnny Miller and Safeway and all the people that put this tournament on and at the golf course itself are going to be thrilled that Tiger decided to put this on a schedule after being off for 15 months now.
Yeah, 14. I was talking about 14, a little over 14, yeah.
I was talking about Steve Johnson. Remember, he talked to us last week saying he wasn't real confident that Tiger had his game ready to be competitive.
Yeah, he said
maybe
that.
He won't be. He said that, you know, he was a captain at Hazleton. He didn't even play last week as far as the whole week of Ryder Cup. So that was a week that he said should have been kind of intense preparation for your first tournament back in 15 months. And instead, he was doing what he was doing, which is fine that he was helping out with the captains, but he wasn't playing. He wasn't practicing. So he said, I'm real curious. Now, Steve's an adamant practice guy, but he also was around Tiger through all the Hank Haney years, and he saw how much Tiger worked, how much he put into it, and how much he practiced, and how much he hit balls. So he goes, that's what led to those majors. With Hank, they won 10 majors. And he said, he's not doing anything close to that. So he can't put his head around the combination of getting older and more fragile, playing less is somehow going to lead to better golf. So Steve's very skeptical, and I suppose a lot of other people are too, of how Tiger's going to come out and play. I guess making the cut would be first and foremost, and that seems kind of odd talking about Tiger. But if he makes a cut, I guess that's at least an indication of some success.
Well, just teeing it up. And getting through 36 holes, it would be the indication of some success for me. I mean, I'm anxious to see what he looks like. Really, the test is going to be what he looks like on the practice tee. I mean, how many balls is he going to hit? How long is he going to grind out there working on his game? And then from the tee to the practice tee to the first tee, can he carry that across? Because that's been a problem in the past, too, just bringing that first drive and dropping it down the middle of the fairway. So, it's going to be exciting. I can't wait. It's I was just looking at some history on Silverado, and you know, this thing originally, the PGA Tour launched the Kaiser International in 1968, which began a 13-year run at the resort, and then Silverado later was part of the Champions Tour schedule, which now is PGA Tour
that's
Champions.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
As host of the Transamerica from 1989 to 2002. But then Hall of Famer Johnny Miller and two other partners bought it in 2010. He quickly oversaw an overhaul of both courses, and it is now the tournament that it is. It's now Safeway, from Fry's to Safeway. So at least we don't get electronics, we'll get good food.
Yeah.
I'm all about the food anyway, and the food out at Silverado is incredible. Now, one thing you said earlier I want to back up on is said the roads are narrow, which they are, and there'll be a lot of people. And they'll be going early, and there's a lot of wine tasting that goes on out there because you have cake bread, Stag's Leap, Frog's Leap, Camus. Everybody's just right there, just right around you. So there'll be a lot of hungover people driving early in the morning. So be very careful driving.
Yeah.
So I wanted to stay there at the resort, and they're totally jammed. I could stay one night there and then have to move, so that's not worth it. So
well, that's another really neat thing for the players, because if any time that they can play right on site, it's just so much more convenient because they don't want to deal with that. I mean, people sometimes forget, they just think they somehow mysteriously and magically show up on the golf course and play golf. Well, if they're staying at a hotel that's 10 miles away, they've got to get up early and do all the things that everybody else has to do. They don't have special airlifts for the players to get into the golf course. So for a lot of those guys to be able to stay, I would imagine a lot of the resort, and there's also condos and some homes probably that somebody could rent. That a lot of the players will stay right there because you don't want to leave if you don't have to because it is a tough in and out. So I imagine a lot of those guys will be staying right there. I can only imagine the house that Tiger would be renting because there are some gorgeous houses up at the hills.
There
so
are.
The scenery is really cool too. If you can't go, you watch on TV.
Hey,
the scenery is really, really cool.
Hey, let's take a quick break, reset, and come back and finish up this first show of the season. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it. We're talking about the Safeway Open, Tiger coming back, and all the drama there. We'll give you a little baseball talk and a little football, too. When we come back, you're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you along with Frank Bassett. We've been talking about the Safeway Open and Tiger Woods making his long-awaited return to the PGA Tour. Also yesterday, some other things happening in the world of pro football, also baseball. Frank, I've been talking about my Texas Rangers all season long. And even Steve Johnson. Remember we were talking when Steve was on?
Oh, yeah.
Steve loves his other sports. He loves his Texas teams. They got swept by Toronto. It wasn't, well, I say it wasn't even close. They went into 10 innings last time.
Brutal.
First two games with their ace at home, they get blown out. They go to Toronto and they lose 7-6 in 10 innings last night. So Toronto moves on. Good for Blue Jay fans, and Ranger fans are left crying. The thing about baseball, and I'm not the biggest of baseball fans, like Earl Forsey that we have on, who's doing work with the Nationals all the time. He loves his Nationals in Washington. I don't get into it as much because here's what Frank, you play this game all season long for a whole summer, 162 games. It never ends. There's games and games and games. And then just like that, snap your fingers, it's over. You're done. Season's gone. And it's like, what did you play all those games for? To get the best record in the league and have all these things going your way. And you're wiped out that quickly. So Toronto moves on. Texas is gone. Cleveland and Boston continue tonight. Cleveland's on top of that series 2-0. A little bit of a surprise there. And the National League, the Cubbies return to action tonight against San Francisco. They've won the first two games. There's my other team, so I've got one team still hanging in there. And the Nationals and the Dodgers had an issue with the weather, with Hurricane Matthew hovering there in the nation's capital. They had to delay a game. It's tied 1-1, Los Angeles and Washington. They'll resume tonight as well. So there's some baseball updates for you.
Our buddy Lauren Gold is a huge San Francisco fan. Lauren Gold, who plays keyboards, background vocals, and the musical director for The Who. He's a huge fan. If you just follow him on Twitter, you'll see he's always at a Giants game any chance he gets to be off tour. So he's a nut. We've been going back and forth on that. I love baseball.
Yeah, it drags for me. I mean, even the great pitching duels, and the Cubs, the first couple of games, great pitching with the Giants and everything. But I just sit there going, give me something. Give me some action. Something has to happen. I appreciate strikeout, ground ball, strikeout, but it's just too much. The playoffs I can get a little bit excited for.
You were at the game yesterday. I mean, you're up in Jerry's box or whatever at the Cowboys game.
Yeah. Cowboys beat Cincinnati 28-14. Another good game for Dak Prescott. A little controversy on the horizon here in Dallas because Tony Romo will eventually come back in a couple of weeks from his injury. And so many people are saying they don't want Tony back. Keep the rookie in. Keep that kid from Mississippi State in there, and we'll see.
Where's that kid from? Dak Prescott.
Mississippi State.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Tony. Get back in there. Get back in there. Come on. Get back in there.
For Jerry, Jerry's paying one of them $19 million. He's paying the rookie $400,000. So I think Jerry's like, I won't get my money's worth.
They don't teach you anything at Mississippi State. That's why I went to Ole Miss. He doesn't even know how to negotiate a contract. Come on.
Romo's
a story, though. If you look at year after year, every year something has happened to him. And as you said earlier, he's becoming more fragile. Let's back up for a minute.
Okay.
Let's go back to Steve Johnson, because in our first segment we were talking about what our conversation with Steve last week, and we'll be there. You and I will be in Dallas together next week for Jordan Spieth's Family Foundation Charity Tournament, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, Steve, I just want to say this on the air and get you to ratify it or validate it so that Steve Johnson did invite me out to the Hank Haney Ranch to give me some golf lessons and instruction.
At no cost.
I just want to make sure everybody hears that on the air. And if you call today, but that's not all.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I can't wait to go out there and let him see my swing. He's going to throw up right there on the practice range.
You know what? He works with he seriously works with almost every type of golfer you can imagine. So even though he works with professionals and guys that are very, very high level.
Tiger Woods. Come on.
He works at, he was not a bad level. He's worked with hackers and guys that can't break 100 to save their lives and everything in between. So you'll have a good time. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to be out there and see
him. He'll help you.
He's such a nice guy. He's such a nice, good-hearted, fine, and I'll say it on the air, Christian man. No, he's a great guy.
He is. Yeah. He's a good guy. And he can only do so much, though, just so you know, Frank. He can only do so much. If you're hoping to be on the Champions Tour after a lesson with Steve, it may be rushing things a little bit.
I love this. You mentioned that. The PGA Tour champions. Okay. I love these a lot of guys, we play, you and I both play in a lot of different charity tournaments and pro-ams and all that, and we play at a lot of different clubs, where the club champion's always, you know, the guy who can shoot even par, two or three under on any given day. And they all sit back in the grill room and say, yeah, you know, I'm thinking, I'm getting ready for the, I'm going to go out for a PGA Tour Champions. I think I could probably make it. Let me tell you. I've got a good friend here. I won't mention his name. Played on the PGA Tour. He lives here in Nashville, as do a bunch of players. But he told me he went out and tried several times, and he was a PGA Tour player and couldn't make it because there are so few slots available on the PGA Tour Champions. And why would you want to go out and play as a club pro or a club champion? You think you have the mental toughness to play against a Hale Irwin or a Bernhard Langer? I don't think so, boys. I mean, dream on. Just play your club championship and forget about it.
Those guys, they have to realize, and it's not really that much different. It's not like saying, you know, I play a little semi-pro baseball, so let me try out for the Yankees.
Right? Yeah, no, exactly.
There are so many different levels away from where you are. And so for those guys that, yeah, sometimes think that, and there have been other athletes in other sports, certainly in the early part of the Champions Tour and the Senior Tour, when they kind of thought, well, it's just for a bunch of older guys. And, you know, I think I could. No, you can't. Tony Romo has in the past gone. Matter of fact, he did a big thing with NBC when the year that Tiger Woods won at Torrey Pines, the U.S. Open. And he and Matt Lauer and some other people went like the next day and filmed it, right? And did a thing from the same tees and the same everything.
Couldn't
and
break 100.
Scratch golfer, very good golfer. I think Tony shot 89. No, he broke 100, but I think he shot 89. Yeah, Matt Lauer shot 94, something like that. Matt Lauer's a two handicapper. So I'm just saying, very good golfers at their particular golf courses in their towns can shoot par or under par on their course every day of the week, will shoot 15, 16, 20 over when they go play where the pros play and how the pros golf courses are set up. So it's a different world. It really is.
But those
guys know it.
But the big story this week is PGA Tour Live, by the way, Thursday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., all times Eastern. We'll have the featured groups, PGA Tour Live. If you don't have it, go on PGAtour.com and sign up. 5 to 8 p.m. featured holes. Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 8 p.m. featured holes, all on PGA Tour Live, which is where we live, on pgatour.com/podcasts.
Exactly.
Radio, Thursday through Friday, 2 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and Saturday, Sunday, 3 to 8 p.m. Eastern, on PGA Tour Radio on SiriusXM and pgatour.com. You can get it on SiriusXM, and for our listeners, you can also get it free on pgatour.com, and you can also pick up our podcast, Mark Immelman, who has On the Mark. We have Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and sometimes Frank Bassett messing up the whole show, and John Swantek, the gold standard, I call him, the talk of the tour. And John is the host of PGA Tour Live a lot, too. So television, Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Golf Channel. Thursday through Sunday, the Silverado at Silverado Resort, the Safeway Open. And I'm looking forward to this this tournament so much. Azalea Hospitality, AzaleaHospitality.com, Azalea House, is sponsoring us, and we're trying to get all our plans finalized to get on the plane and get the heck out there. We had some hiccups over the weekend, and me being sick has not helped. And trying to get on a plane and then do the Jordan Spieth thing next week, it's just jamming a lot in. West Coast back to East Coast back to, you know, from Minnesota to Nashville to Napa to Dallas in 2 weeks is kind of tough. Or 2.5
like
weeks.
Like a traveling salesman.
Well, you wouldn't want one, would you? You won't buy one? Exactly. But we're back. I mean, I'm excited. The 16-17 wraparound season is going to be great. Tiger is back. Please, Lord, let him stay. Don't let him get hurt because he. I don't care what they say, the game's in a great place. Okay, we have a lot of great new players out there, young guys, really playing great golf. There's only one Tiger Woods, and I think, Tim, when we sit back and look at this in 10 or 12 more years, if I'm still alive, we're going to look at, we saw some of the greatest golf ever played over that 10-year span where Tiger Woods won all those tournaments. I mean, you know, Jack, the most majors, great golfer. Sam Snead, the most tournaments, okay, outside of Kathy Whitworth, who is the winningest golfer of all time with 88, I believe, tournament wins. But Tiger Woods, over that 10-year period, Tim, I don't think we'll ever see that again. I mean, I know I won't. My lifetime won't last long enough to.
It was pretty magical. And even when we see the Jordan Spieths and the Rorys and whoever come by, they're not touching what Tiger did in a consistent year after year after year after year kind of basis. They have their great years, but as we saw even with Spieth, a phenomenal year is very hard to back up with a second in a row of doing similar and having similar results. And Tiger would almost inevitably, year after year, do exactly the same, even maybe a little bit better than he did the year before. And he always contended. Almost every tournament he was in, you expected Tiger to be right there. He certainly didn't win them all. But for a 10-year period, he was winning at about a 40% clip. And that's pretty amazing when you think about 40% of the time he'd win.
With how many different swings? How many times did he change his swing?
Yeah, too many, probably.
Probably too many. Yeah. But it worked for 10 years.
So. Well, we should, and by the way, when you even mentioned that, before we sign off here, when you mentioned the TV coverage and everything else, that's thanks to Tiger. It wasn't that long ago, pre-Tiger, where golf tournaments weren't always on TV, and certainly not every tournament. You can see every tournament now, thanks to Golf Channel and all the different networks that carry it. You get to see a tournament that normally, say the Safeway Open or other tournaments on the tour that aren't majors, that people would kind of just, we're not going to cover that one. And everything's covered now. So it's certainly on Sirius XM. It's on radio. It's on PGA Tour radio. It's on the Golf Channel and all the different networks and CBS and NBC. So there's a lot of golf. And I think Arnie has certainly something to say about that going far enough back. But in the more recent era, Tiger has a lot to do with the fact that big golf fans like all of us get to see a lot of these tournaments that you wouldn't have seen 20, 25 years ago. So we'll see. Tiger's back in. And so that's the storyline. We're all excited about it. And if Frank can find a pup tent that he can pitch somewhere in the Napa Valley, that'll only cost him $20 a night. Frank will be there as well.
The boys from Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com are great. And they're our host for a lot of these tournaments. And they're hosting us this week at Napa. We're just trying to get all the logistics worked out of getting us all in there at the same time. And again, because it is a little bit difficult to get there because you fly into either Oakland or SFO, San Francisco International, it's going to be tough. Now, there's
I flew to Sacramento, Frank. Look at Sacramento.
Oh, did you really? I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, Sacramento works.
What's the private airport? Way. Maybe NetJets will jump on with us this week.
There you go.
Take us.
And maybe you can stay with Tiger. He probably has extra rooms at his house.
I'll give him a call.
So you're all
I did get to play with him up at Sahali years ago when the Firestone moved that one year where Firestone it was the NEC World Golf Championships, and we went up there and played in the pro-am, and he was dating Elon at the time. What an incredible time. It was neat to sit and talk to him and be around him, and just to have to swing after he hit the ball was just embarrassing. Just terrible.
I would have faked an injury.
Yeah, I did. I was Dane Bramaged.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I was Dane Bramaged. Hey, it's been fun. It's good to be back, and let's get out of here and let our listeners go do some work.
Okay, we appreciate everybody for listening to us today. Again, we'll be joined all this week. Please come back because Frank will be out in Napa somewhere somehow and broadcasting. Let us know what's going on at the Safeway Open. The return of Tiger Woods. Thanks, everybody. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate you being with us. And please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.